Just wait a minute or two to see if anyone else joins. Okay. Well, it's a small meeting today, but thank you for those of you who've joined. We'll start with just to give a quick update on development progress. We're reaching the end of the Trillium development cycle. The feature deadline is in the middle of the next sprint. So essentially in 2 weeks on Friday is the I think feature deadline. I'm happy to say that we are done with all the features that we had planned for Trillium. And that's actually more features or more development we'd originally thought, because obviously Trillium has been delayed by 6 months. And so we've been able to fill in further developments. But all of that, even with that additional development, that's all done. We do have some open issues in terms of some bugs still, which are we've actually been doing an accessibility review of our modules, and I expect there to be more of these open, but picking up small accessibility issues that we can fix. We don't regard any of these as very high priority. But obviously, the more we can fix before the Trillium release, the better. We are still doing some Trillium work. There's also a couple of places where we'd like to make some changes to some of the display, the way information is displayed on the screen. Small bits of UI work. Is continuing for Trillium, but essentially we're done with the Trillium work at this point, and so moving towards development for Umbrella Leaf probably will start maybe next sprint. We have the release in next sprint, so the feature deadline I think in next sprint, so either next sprint or the sprint and after, I expect us to start working on things for Umbrella Leaf. I think that's probably all I've got to say in terms of development update. There's nothing in particular that I think is worth talking about in any more detail. There's been a lot of kind of bits and pieces around on the technical front, the way permissions are organized and various things, but none of that affects functionality. So I think that's it from the update side. Are there any questions? Okay, in which case, the time we have this morning, we're hoping that people can use to help with the user acceptance testing of the acquisition units. I know that at least Phil on the call has already done work in this area. Let me have a look at the feedback. Phil's already done a set of work here. But obviously, the more people we have look at this and comment on it, the better. The instructions for this label draft. The instructions for carrying out the UAT are available on the wiki. So this is the starting page, which I can share in the chat. And the Phil identified a bug that means that we can't currently easily do the testing on tasks 2.1 to 2.6, which are the licenses. That's down to a permission not being granted to the user, which unfortunately there's a fix that's been done, but it only reached the code base this morning, which means it won't be on Snapshot and Snapshot 2 and Eureka Snapshot until tomorrow. So we can't in this hour test 2.1 to 2.6, but if we can have lots of people doing 1.1 through to 1.6 and 3.1, and of course whatever other testing you want to do. The point of this testing of UAT for me is not really, like, the main aim is not for you to discover bugs. Obviously, if you do, as Phil did, you know, that's great, and we find them and fix them, brilliant. But my main concern would be to get any feedback on the way the functionality works. And so these tasks that I've written are to allow you to walk through that functionality in a kind of structured and simple way. But please do not feel constrained by those tasks. They're there to help you structure your testing. They're not, you are very welcome to make up your own tests and workflows if you want. And this time now is just a opportunity for you to have this time aside to do that UAT. And of course, while we're all here, you're welcome to ask questions of me or of other people, to share feedback. Obviously, it's great to capture feedback as the as it says in the instructions. We want to capture feedback in the spreadsheet, so I'll put that link into the chat as well, just so that we've got it captured. But feel free to think aloud or ask questions either in chat or over audio during this session. And I think with that, I will just say, you know, if there are any questions, or let you get started and try things out.
Oh, and I was late, and so I'm sorry if you already said this, but what is the difference between the three test environments?
Nothing.
Okay. So do you want us, so we just choose one, or we choose all, like we do each test in each one?
No, it's you can do it in any of them. I mean, the difference with the Eureka one is it's Eureka based and the other two are CAPI based. But in terms of this functionality, there's no difference. So yes, the expectation is would be for you to do it in one of those environments. You
Yeah.
can just use any of them.
Remind me again. So we're just about to go to Sunflower. We're not on Sunflower yet, but we will be next week, hopefully. Is that the Okapi, or which one is the Eureka? Which one is the Okapi? Or does that not matter?
I'm not sure it really matters. Since you are hosted by EBSCO, you will almost certainly be using Eureka when you go to Sunflower.
Okay, thank you.
So if you use Sunflower, it's got the new, sorry, if you use the Eureka environment, then it's got the new capability sets instead of permissions. And this testing isn't about testing permissions or anything like that, but you do have to set up a user. So if you're more familiar with setting up a user in a CAPI environment, use one of the snapshot ones. If you're happy doing it in Eureka, use the Eureka testing environment.
Thanks.
Any other issues? Okay, well, I hope people can start testing. And please shout or put into the chat if you have any questions, you hit any roadblocks.
Oh, and are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So I don't know. Obviously, I'm doing something wrong. So I'm trying to create a user. I created a user, but I'm trying to be able to log in. So I need a password, right? And I can't get it to send me, it sends me the email, but when I click on the link, it just says about blank. So I can't ever create a password.
Which system?
I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure a Folio snapshot, the first one.
And so like,
And I just gave it my regular
what's
name,
the
same thing.
let me just see if I can. Something. I'm just going to send you a link in the Zoom chat, and hopefully that will work.
Okay.
Try that.
Not seeing the new message. Hold it. Oh, okay. I see it. Oh, okay. That seems to be working. Thank you.
No problem.
Hey, Owen, this is Sarah Dennis. I am trying to assign an agreement, an acquisition unit, but nothing is showing up in the like little pop-up drop-down that comes up. I'm in snapshot, the first one.
Okay, and let me have a look. Which acquisition unit are you using? So, okay, which task are you trying? Or are you just experimenting? Okay, so you're not seeing anything, probably. What are you logged in as a user you've created?
Sorry, I muted myself. I'm logged in as the admin.
Okay, so the admin is not assigned to any acquisition
Oh,
unit.
so you
And
would only see the acquisition units you're assigned to when you create the agreements. Okay, sorry, that's my bad.
or no. This is an important point. You see, so you will see only the ones you're assigned to, or any that don't restrict the create action. So if you have an acquisition unit that doesn't protect create, that's available to everybody in the create screen, as long as obviously they have ability to create new agreements. But the other, if create is protected like it is on the main one, then Yes, you'd need to be assigned to it before you saw it as an option to pick, because that's essentially exactly what the create protection does, is it makes that available to you or hides it from you as an acquisition unit you can assign to a unit to an agreement or license when you create them.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. That makes total sense. Thank you.
No problem.
Hi, everyone. It's Sarah Kolkleasure. This different Sarah. So I feel like such a fool. This is why I always struggle doing these things.
No, no.
So, okay. So I've logged in. I got the password figured out. Great.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to. I navigated to settings, and I don't see any acquisitions units. The settings is not offering me to create acquisitions units. I gave myself the role of whatever the one was that was suggested. Blah, 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 blah. Role.
The ERM admin. So
Yes.
yeah, so I think it's just a so the ERM admin doesn't have the ability to create the acquisition units.
Ah.
The you so it's just an order thing. You have to create the acquisition units as while you're logged in as DQ admin.
Okay, I see. Okay, so I will. Okay, I'll try that. Thanks.
No problem. Thanks, Sarah.
I'm sorry. Oh,
It's
sorry
Sarah
about
Dennis.
different. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm actually at a conference, so I'm going to go, but thank you. And yep, I'll let you know if I run into anything. Bye.
Thanks a lot and enjoy the conference. I guess it's ERNL.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Sarah,
Yeah. Sorry.
just on the
Oh,
no,
it's
sorry,
time. Sorry.
no, it's not quite time yet. But just on the play, you've made a comment about the placement of the accordion.
Yeah.
If it would be like, if you could give an idea of where you would ideally place it, that would be really helpful. I can see you're saying you don't want it so high up.
Yeah, and then like I mean, it could just be that it's early for me, but my brain was like, oh, why is there already an agreement line? I didn't create one. Like, it took my brain
Right.
a moment to go AA
Because you're
there.
used to seeing the agreement lines.
And
So
on my, yeah,
I
and
guess
on
the
my
reason
screen, I
we've
have a pretty big, I have space, right?
but it
So,
push yeah, it's pushing it down. I think the reason we put it there was kind of on the thought that it was kind of admin stuff that you might want to like see to know. But maybe as you say, like most of the time it's not really you need to know. It's just that you're only seeing the stuff you need to see anyway. Like you're filtering on it, so it's not really that you need to see it. I don't re have any big issues with moving it down. I'm just wondering how far.
yeah, because like I said, I mean, for the five colleges, we did the thing with the, because it was a real problem for us from the beginning, and so I just almost always immediately, that's the first thing I do is filter just for us. And so my other slight question was, so it must be because I can see this other agreement, DMU science database package that somebody else created. And then okay, so I can still see other people's things. I just can't edit and create and stuff,
Well,
correct?
it depends on the so if you if it just depends on the setup, right? So if you can protect view with a an acquisition unit, and if view is protected, you only see it if you're a member of that acquisition unit. So you won't be seeing logged in as you just won't see anything that you can't see. I mean,
But
so
it can be done that we can see each other's, we just can't edit each
yeah, so
other's.
if you so if so if you create one that protects create up edit and delete, then everybody can view it. And
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
I
something
mean,
we value at the five colleges. We have that in acquisitions too.
It works exactly. That logic should be exactly the same as it is in orders and invoices and all of that. I mean, you could do it. There are other ways of kind of achieving it, but it's like you could have a, if you wanted to have even more finesse, as it were, you could decide which ones you allowed other people to see by having a kind of
Oh.
view permit to view kind of one as well, that you added to only ones that you wanted to allow everybody to see. But if the default is everybody can see it, then it's not a problem. And you could probably, the way that I would actually handle it is if you had, say, a license or something like that that you weren't allowed, that contained a document you weren't allowed to show to other people, then you could have a more restrictive kind of Mount Holyoke for eyes only type thing that did restrict view, and you could just assign that to ones that were for some reason, you know, sensitive to you only as a site. I mean, I'm not sure in five colleges how far that could apply, but I can imagine situations where one
Yes,
might do that.
definitely. I mean, sometimes it's in the license that you can't share it
Share it.
and so forth, right? So one other question, and I was about to write that into the spreadsheet, and I will, but so on the agreement lines, I noticed, so I went on to 1.2 and I created it, and I tested, yes, the acquisitions unit is there. So I see that you cannot see that in the edit mode. You can only see that in the kind of full view mode, right?
Yeah.
And so is there, so I find that like in inventory, this happens all the time, for example, right? You can only see certain information on the item related to the orders and receiving and so forth if you're in that view mode, not when you're in the edit mode. And I
Yep.
understand that you shouldn't be able to edit that information because obviously it's coming from somewhere else. But is it possible to be able to see that that information is present and just have it grayed out? Is it so that you can't, like, that it's indicated that you can't actually touch it? Because I find that, like, I personally find that super confusing when I'm working.
I'd need to double check. I mean, technically, I'm sure it would be possible. And all I'm wondering is how difficult it is. I think actually it's, I think, let me, I might be able to tell, if I can tell immediately.
I was trying to think if I could think of any example where it happens.
Thing. Let me just.
I suppose in inventory, for example, if I go into the edit instance mode, I can see all the information that is mapped over from the source record, even though I cannot edit most of those fields or any of those fields that are actually showing up from the source record. But there is this mapping that's in place. And that's
Yeah, I don't. I think absolutely it would be possible to have that show, but be non-editable on the edit screen. So yeah, if you add that as a note to the spreadsheet, I'll definitely have a
okay.
look at that. I'll discuss with the developers. It might be because I guess at the moment we. I'm not sure whether we already check when we go to the edit what the policies are. We probably do, but we might not. Anyway, I think it's doable. I'm slightly unsure about how difficult it is. It might be really trivial, or it might be a little more work, which might mean that it's either there in the first in the Trillium release or not, I guess. I think it would absolutely be possible, and I can see. Yeah, for consistency, having
Because,
that
like, let's
information there.
imagine, for example, somebody sends you a screenshot of they're in this agreement line and they're in the edit mode and they send it to you and they go, I can't do anything, I can't do anything. And it turns out it's because they are not assigned that acquisitions unit. But to figure that out would be so many extra steps if it was just
I mean that.
doable.
That one actually shouldn't occur because you don't get the option to edit if you can't edit. So you would never get in, you couldn't get into the edit screen of that agreement if
Okay.
the but I can think but I think the general point stands, and I can think of examples like, I mean, the reverse of that, which is they tell you that they can't. That they tell you that you know there's some problem, can you look at this, and that you can't see it,
Right.
and you're like, why can't I see this? They've told me that there's this agreement with a problem, but I can't find the agreement in the system, knowing that it was because you weren't a member of the right acquisition unit to view it
Right.
would obviously be useful. So I think there are definitely scenarios where. Yeah, I can see that being the case. And I think I understand just generally when you go from I mean, this does happen in Folio, as you say. And I think there are some examples like, well, I mean, Yeah, so what we did, well, you know what we did with the agreement lines, actually, we kind of put in a workaround because now you can no longer, well, it used to be that you could edit the agreement lines within the agreement edit screen. And then we, because that was causing all the performance issues, we took that away, but we left in the agreement line accordion in the edit screen so that you knew where to go to edit the agreement lines, basically. And I think the same argument stands here is that we ought to be telling you, you can't edit this here, but you, but if you edit it in the agreement, and these are the, you know, and display the information. So yeah, I think it's a really good idea.
And so related somewhat to that, will, I can't quite see it, but will, and I don't think this necessarily happens elsewhere, but I have been kind of talking a lot about how what one thing I really like about Folio when I can do things in app with searching and filtering and so forth to come up with, rather than using lists, for example, and producing a CSV and everything, is then I have the URL to bookmark, or I have the URL to take and copy and send to somebody and say, please look at these. There are some problems. Please go through these and fix them, or please, review or something like that, right? So is the information pertaining to the acquisitions unit somehow captured in the URL if I didn't filter, or only if I add that, like if I do a search on the agreement line name, is it somehow reflected in the URL who has access to it?
No.
Okay.
So the so again the same kind of thing that the you could obviously if you do a search you can put the filter on and the you and that in the URL of those search results that filter is captured. If they can't view it, so if they're not a member of an acquisition unit that and it's restricted view and they're not a member of the right unit, then that URL will give them an error saying you don't have access to this agreement. But it's not in the URL. It's because what happens is when you hit that URL, there's a it would then do a check. In fact, it's in the back end. It will try and retrieve that agreement, and it will say, "Oh no, this person with your credentials," and then it will tell the front end, "This isn't available because they don't have access." And actually, it doesn't. It actually just says that, so it doesn't. It won't. It doesn't give feedback on. Like what is preventing you have access? Like, and I mean, there's I can see why that would be useful, but there's also an argument against it because then if you, because if you were trying to work your way around it, then you don't want to be telling people why, you know, what it is that they might be trying to achieve to get access. I mean, I know that it's it seems an unlikely scenario, but there's a degree to which this is a security system as well as a you don't want to really leak that information back to the user. There is there are some things we could do at that point more than we do at the moment. At the moment you basically just get an error. And what we could do at that point is we could say, you know, you're a member of these acquisition units, these are the acquisition units that are, you know, we could give more information to saying something about the setup that might allow for investigation. I haven't really thought about that, what that would look like though. It's
Okay,
probably not a
because
bad
I'm
thing.
just, yeah, to think about, because I'm just, again, this is where my brain switches over to inventory, and then the URL always, no matter what, even if you didn't include it in your search, has the thing about being staff suppressed or not, right? It always includes staff suppressed, false, or false, whatever the
Yeah,
default is,
we don't
right?
have anything like that. Yeah. And I can see, like, especially for you, why having like things that defaulted to As I say, if it's, I can see an argument for having, I can see why it would be very useful for you as a user to have a default that always applied the Mount Holyoke acquisition unit filter, whatever it is, to your search by default. And then,
No, that's not what I'm saying. It's more that information is in the URL. So it's visible when you pass it on or you give it, or you can see what's going on because it's there. I don't mean that I want a default setup. That's not what I mean. I meant it more like you don't need to apply that in the search. So if I did a search solely on instance HRID, the URL includes that information, regardless whether I did anything in my search or not, or applied it, right? Like so
Yeah,
my,
maybe I have to look at how that actually works in, I'm not sure I quite, I understand you're saying that the URL then includes a parameter which is saying staff suppressed or whatever, but I don't actually understand what that, I guess I'm not quite getting how that works, because if it says staff, if you're looking at a particular HRID and it says staff suppressed, you mean then when you don't see it, you know it's
No, it
because.
says true or false. So it says true that you do an inventory search on the HRID, for example, right? It brings it up, or if you don't have, and the URL includes your search that you searched on this HRID, and it has ampersand staff suppressed equals true or false, depending on what the thing is. But you did not include that in your search, or you didn't filter for that. It just
It's done
reflects,
automatically.
right? It reflects its state in regards to that. So it could be kind of interesting to know. Well, I don't know. It wouldn't really work with the acquisitions units because you can't just have a true or false. It would be a specific thing. And then, because like you have this one that's unassigned, right? So that was kind of interesting to see. Well, the unassigned didn't have the accordion, the unassigned, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm probably overthinking it. We just went through UAT, right? So for Sunflower. So all these, like you notice all these like little things, because there's all these little things that are different suddenly from Ransoms to Sunflower across all the apps. And then, and that is one of them in inventory. They changed the default again. So that one's top of mind for me for the suppress thing. And then you just realize also with the error messages, like just getting a red toast that doesn't give you any information, or just gives you this the white screen, and then in the middle of the app it now says, 404, I forget, it has like there's some like completely useless message, and you're just like, okay, what just went wrong? Where do I even start? Whom do I contact? Right? Like, what's going on? And so I can just see this then with around acquisitions units, that by not saying, oh, well, it should at least say something about you don't have permission to view. It shouldn't just give some kind of 404 type error of nothing. Because that's just really frustrating.
So it will give it will give a 403, I think. Oops. And I'm trying to remember, there is like a message on screen, it's not just, but I can't remember exactly what that says. It's not just like the whole thing breaks and errors. I will check that and take a look and see if it's not, if I feel it can be improved at all, I'll look at that.
Because
Okay.
with the sunflower, we were also testing the new capability sets versus the roles or whichever one, right? And so then you would not everything was set up correctly in the beginning. And so we would get these things, you would try to go from your order to inventory, and then it would say, you don't have permission to view this app. And you were like, well, now I can't do my work, you know? And so I want to avoid that too. It's not like, and you can't even really say that you could have permission to view agreements. You just can't view this agreement, and there should be a distinction there.
So there would be, there should be a distinction there. Let me see if I can create an example. So if I copy that and then stop myself from having access. So what it says is, I just want to check what did we actually get back there. Can't see. I can show you what it. I mean, it's not a very
Oh,
eloquent
well, that's
message.
better than some of the like nonsense, some of the messages that I would take.
But this bit at the top tells you that it's about the acquisition unit control, not your folio permissions to see something. So
Gotcha.
this is, access control is what, so access control is what the general system in agreements and licenses is called for stopping people accessing particular resources or taking particular actions on particular resources. And the way it's implemented is that acquisition units are one of the things that can provide access control. At the moment, they're the only thing that provide access control, but but because of potential future uses, the way we've implemented it would allow other ways of restricting access and not acquisition units. So if we have some other, so like if, for instance, a more general Teams mechanism were to exist in the future, then or we wanted to do it based on service point or something else other than acquisition unit, then you could use the same access control mechanism to use those different kind of memberships or groupings or whatever it is we use. That's why it says access control instead of acquisition unit. But anything that says access control error is because at the moment is an acquisition unit restriction.
Great. Well, that works. I mean, I think that's better. It's better than just one of these generic.
Yeah, it doesn't just throw a wobbly.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Super. Thank you so much.
Thanks for
Oh,
your
and I'll
time,
add
Sarah.
the note. Okay.
Have a
Bye.
good day.
You
Bye.
too. Bye.